Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blank has a space in Nashville.
Yes, I do.
With 14 other guys.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You got to give a lot of extension.
And James Strebel.
We got to keep my little stuff in.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I was looking at something else and happened to come across.
Can I guess what you were looking at when you found that?
Sure.
Foxnews.com.
You got it.
Boom.
You got it. They have it, if you're interested. They have, like, the top 25 programs in the country. They have one that I didn't have time to get to this morning.
Okay.
That I'm going to go read as soon as we get off the air.
Yeah, I'm going to say it here in the 5 o'clock hour. I gave Louie that line. I don't care.
Oh,
I'll admit it.
Wow.
I shadow produced him.
Yes.
I'm like, Dan Issel had, Dan Issel, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Because I know you were listening to the KSR podcast on the way over.
I was, I promise.
Dan Issel was, he found a website, a random website. This is a very old man thing to do that had like a top five list of all these teams. So he's listing off the top five for all these teams.
Right.
And it's no offense to Dan. We love Dan, but it's he there was, and I said, Louie, if you scroll down on Fox News, you'll see an ad. Issel clicked on one of those ads.
Oh,
that's exactly what
wow.
it was.
Wow, you called it.
Nice. I absolutely did.
Nice work by you. You're exactly right. So
here it is. Dan found this website at the bottom of Fox News where they have the ads. Ha ha.
That's fantastic.
And he did.
So he scrolled
and it ended
there.
Up being 100% true.
He's reading about Trump and Alvin Bragg, and he's
well,
reading
I guess
about
he's pushed
all this
to
stuff.
Next week.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it is now.
I'm
with you.
If it was going to happen, it would have happened either Tuesday or yesterday. I think it's all bluster. I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I do not. No. It makes me sad a little bit.
Well, you're rooting for Trump to be arrested.
It would just been like a historical moment.
Like,
it
been, for the spectacle.
It would have been, yes, it would have been wild. It would have been absolutely wild, but I think it was just bluster. I don't think it is.
We bring in Rick Bozich to discuss Donald Trump's, you know, will he be arrested? We'll do that for the next 25 minutes here on ESPN 680. Rick, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're fantastic. I see you down there doing some journalism. Are you safe from the crash car down there? Is everything okay?
I was surprised to see it was still parked down there. Yeah, I mean, I'm safe from it now, but I walk out of there a lot of nights late at night. So
I know you do.
I'm hoping I don't get hit.
I hope you don't either,
that's
Rick.
Very morbid. Yes, I second that, Rick.
I don't want you to get hit, Rick.
No, I know. Man, I don't want to get hit. Plus, I always worry about when I walk across the street to the parking garage and having somebody waiting for me inside the elevator. I'm paranoid.
Wow.
It's a mad reader. I don't like what you said about
like
Tom
a hitman. A hitman. Okay. Well, I don't know where to go with that. What have you noticed? I mean, Alabama was up there. We see it tweeting away. I mean, what have you noticed at the Yum as the teams have assembled? And yet again this year, we don't have any locals involved.
You know, I noticed from Alabama that they had their certain code words that they've been coached to give, how they lean into each other. That's how they're getting through this and how the situation was unfortunate and all that stuff. And I mean, I'm kind of tired of it all. People have written it and talked about it now for a couple of months. And I just finished a column how I'm not going to let Alabama steal my joy at the NCAA tournament. I'm going to focus on teams like Princeton, which really are having a great time being here, and that's what I think the tournament's more about.
Yeah, until like Alabama. Do you think they'll win it? I mean, they're playing as good as anybody, though.
Alabama,
that's the problem.
Get through here. I mean, it's wide open for them. I mean, the other three teams that were supposed to be here all, you know, spit up a hairball last week. So, you know, I talked to 40. San Diego State, you know, it can play great defense. He doesn't think that they can handle Alabama with the Aztecs on offense. They won't be able to score enough points to win. And it's hard to imagine Princeton beating them as a 15 seed and 91 in KenPom. And Creighton, maybe. I mean, you know, Creighton's got really good analytics. They've been top 10 in analytics, even when they didn't have a top 20 for sure, when they had a bad record. And they did have a lot of injuries earlier in the year. But if you ask me, like, for $100, you're going to give me $100. I mean, I'd put it all on Alabama for sure.
Yeah, that's the case. We're just grouchy. Everyone's grouchy.
Real good.
Yeah, no, they're really good and they're playing well. It's not like they've had to escape or, you know, hit a game-winning shot and they got their scare of the tournament. So, we shall see. Well, let's get in some local stuff. Rick Bosich with us, WDRB, and then we'll talk at the back end, Rick, I guess, some of the games tonight and some of the games at the other pods throughout the country. How have you consumed the last few days of Rick Pitino, the journey that has him a likable figure all over all sorts of news outlets, and now he's out there offering 5 stars. He's out there offering a kid that Kenny Payne really, really wants as well. Ricky P is back, and this time he's at St. John's. He's got a little NIL money behind him, probably.
Let's go, Rick. I saw him last week on Thursday and Friday in Albany, and I could tell he was really motivated and excited and eager to get back in the deep end of the pool, and he is. And, you know, he's on the back page of the New York Post. He loved that picture with him and Stevie Mass and Evan Daniels having champagne at, I forgot the name of the place, wherever it was, somewhere near one of the famous spots in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
So he's very eager. He's very motivated to prove a lot of people wrong and shut a lot of people up and right a lot of wrongs. So, a motivated Pitino, as we all know, is a very dangerous Pitino. And even though he'll be 71 in September, he doesn't act he acts more like he's 51 or 41. And I'm sure he'll be relevant and be relevant quickly. Probably, you know, I don't know about next year, but the year after. You know, I was talking today with somebody, and you know, Iona's guards, I think, can both play another year. And they're both probably good enough to play in the Big East. I don't think they're good enough to win at a high level in the NCAA tournament, but they're good enough to be successful in the Big East. And you figure those two guys will go along with them. And, you know, he'll be scheduling somebody in the Garden and
he'll
be on ESPN and CBS. And it's going to be a full court pressure.
I figured, is this his last job?
Yeah, I saw what Pat wrote. Yeah, he's skeptical about it.
To say the least.
I would never say that, you know, but at some point the clock runs out on everybody, so it's going to be hard. I would think it would be hard for him to upgrade in 2 or 3 years, but maybe he will. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be the only option.
It takes one Final Four.
That's all it takes. Maybe even Elite Eight or less. Yeah. Rick Bosich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. What I found interesting through it all, Rick, and I got to give on it, I got to give credit. We couldn't figure it out with 40 this week, but I'll give him credit next week that I feel like he was consistent. I mean, he you know, clubbed over the head 5-6 years ago, and he did so as he gets the job here a little bit at St. John's. And my analysis was pretty easy, Rick. All of these people are telling me how it's a home run hire, and all of these same people are the ones that just crush Pitino. And in the end, you know, we'll see what happens with Kenny Payne, and this kind of goes to the Louisville fan, but, you know, Louisville's the one that still hasn't come out, you know, on the other end of this, maybe, right? If they have, they just did. And Rick Pitino is exalted today, whereas I don't feel like Louisville lives in the world of being exalted in any way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a fair analysis that Rick Pitino has gone through the car wash and he's come out. And for the most part, most people have, you know, praised the hire and said he's paid his price and he's moved on and he's going to do great things there, where I think there's still Louisville has to, you know, they've done well over the last 2 weeks in terms of recruiting and getting guys out of the portal, but they're going to have to prove it on the court next year. And they still are in a situation where, you know, they got to win back some of their own fans. So, yeah, I agree with your analysis there.
Rick Bozich with us. Last one on this. It's just, these are narratives that we've talked about. You know, even around the office, we have so many guys, and listen, I don't mind saying it myself, that have, you know, we've joked and some of us have purchased St. John's gear in some sort of way, right? We're still following Ricky P, and he's still a big story, and I want to see him win at St. John's. And then immediately he comes out and is offering top kids, and one of them is Carter Bryant, 2024 kid that Kenny Payne in Arizona have really zeroed in on. Louisville fans excited about it, and here comes Rick Pitino. I think there's a large group of fans as well, Rick, that are, you know, that don't like Pitino. They're like, no, I mean, he hurt this program and he's a great coach, but I don't need to root for him or wish that he's doing a great job elsewhere, right? Especially when he's going to recruit against us. And I don't know what that split is with the group of Cards fans that like him and still celebrate it, or the ones that just don't like the guy and that are kind of done with him.
You know, I can't put a percentage on that. I think my sense of it is that the majority of fans are just ready to move on. They're tired of the drama. They're worn out by it all. They're, in some sense, you know, they want to just turn the page. And does that kid have connections to New York? I know it was down to Arizona and Louisville, but where's he from? And I was just kind of curious that Pitino, that was one of the first guys he went after, and whether that was a decision.
He's
he
from
made
California. That, he's from California.
Yeah, that he would think he could go in there and get him away from Kenny Payne, and there was some vulnerability there or an opportunity to negative recruit against them. And my sense of Pitino and some of the resentment he has and some of the questions or comments he's made over the last few weeks is that part of his motivation is he feels like Louisville didn't stand up for him after all he did for Louisville in comparison to what other schools did for their coaches. And I could see him being the guy that would say, you know, who are they going after? I'm going to go out and try and get some of those guys.
I mean, exactly. That's the worry. We're all going to be wearing St. John's gear, and he's going to be taking the players. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Predictable, I think, is the word for me for the end of Kentucky's basketball season. But there's still obviously some anger and sadness there. What did you make of the Cats fizzling out? Then, of course, we'll get to Indiana, who laid down like a dying dog in the second half as well.
Yeah, disappointing. I mean, after they went ahead there in the second half, it looked like they had a really good control of the game, and then they let it get away from them, and you know, the last few minutes were just disappointing. It was like, yeah, they are who we thought they were. They showed us they were. They're just a flawed team that when, you know, they played perfectly, they could beat almost anybody, but they were certainly vulnerable and couldn't stop, you know, those Kansas State guards and at the end. And just not just a disappointment, that's all. I mean, there's never going to be a time that you can be, as a Kentucky fan, be satisfied with, you know, round of 32. I mean, maybe even Pitino, the first time he got back in the tournament after 2 years on the sidelines, went to the Elite Eight. So round of 32 ain't going to cut it. And, you know, as I wrote yesterday, this is the first time since 1951, when the tournament went to 16 teams, that all three programs have missed the Sweet 16 for three straight years. And as a basketball fan, who one of the primary motivations I've had for staying here is I love college basketball, and I used to always think we're going to have at least two teams in the Sweet 16 every year. Now to go 3 years in a row that Louisville, Kentucky, and Indiana have all missed the Sweet 16, it's embarrassing.
And it's direction stuff. Like, I mean, Louisville, obviously, listen, I mean, we've talked about Kenny Payne on here, but, I mean, you know, just won four games, and there's a lot to be done. Obviously, there's a lot to be done. Yeah. So you throw in the Louisville stuff, and Kentucky fans are not sold on everything that's going on in the direction of their program. They're not sold on John Calipari any longer, and, you know, it's too early for Mike Woodson, but this very much was a build-up year for Indiana, and they're going to have to really change over a lot of their roster, especially if Xavier Johnson's not there. I mean, they're going to be turning over a lot of that roster, so it's been 3 years, and it doesn't feel like it's going to change unless Kentucky's freshmen do it next year, and that's a whole different story.
So what you're saying, there's a good chance it'll be 4 years, and I agree with you. I mean, you know, because Kentucky does have that great recruiting class coming in, but the sense I think we've all gotten from college basketball over the last couple of years is that ain't the way anymore. I mean, Duke has gone that way, and they just got knocked out in the round of 32. You got to have some older guys, and I guess a few of their older guys will come back, but I'm not sure which ones at this point. Louisville's probably, you know, I would be hard-pressed to see them in the Sweet 16 next season. I'd say the earliest they would be in the Sweet 16 is 2025, and you're right. Indiana loses four starters, and don't know what's going to happen to Xavier Johnson. They've only got two recruits coming in, and who knows what they're going to get out of the portal. So it's a stretch to think they'll be a Sweet 16 team next year. So, yeah, it's going to be 4 years. And we'll be talking about this a year from now. Yeah, we'll be even more embarrassed and frustrated.
Rick Bozich with us. Well, that leads me into this. Do you buy, I mean, the narrative, and it's true, and the magic trick card, if you will, Rick, that Calipari can play is these are his guys that are coming in. They're highly ranked freshmen, and when he has had success, especially in Lexington, it has been with this type of team. And sure, somebody will come back and he'll supplement it. Somebody will develop it, you know, transfer portal and everything else. But the core of the team's going to be these great freshmen. Do you buy that narrative? And then on top of it, the narrative that, like, this year, this coming year is really going to matter. If Cal can't do it with this team, who can he do it with? And a lot of people are saying that. And I just, given the buyout is what it is, I mean, I think Cal could fail to make the Sweet 16 again. And I don't think we're having a discussion about a coaching change in Lexington. I think we're just going to rewind what we just did.
Yeah, I mean, they could be really good next year. I mean, I've only seen three of those guys play. Would be Shepard and Wagner and Bradshaw, and they're really good. And I know Dillingham's supposed to be good. And I'm sorry, but I can't give you the names of the other two right now. I know they're both top 50 guys or whatever. And
Justin Edwards.
Yeah, that's the other
Justin one. Justin Edwards. You know, I still think it's a stretch. I think you've got to have some better veterans, and it's. I don't really. Talent hasn't been the reason that they haven't gone to the Sweet 16 the last 2 years. They've had, you could argue they had Sweet 16 talent. He hasn't gotten them to play at that level. And for whatever reason, there hasn't been the response. There hasn't been the offensive firepower or creativity or imagination, whatever you want. They just don't respond, I think, the way they used to. And I just think that talent isn't, it'll help, but it's not going to be flick a switch where they're all of a sudden going to be back to what they were, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. I mean, it hasn't been just been 1 year. It's been several years.
Yeah.
It has. It's been 3 years now. It's been 3 years. Yeah. I mean, that's the data that we have. It's been 3 years where Kentucky basketball has been in flux. Yeah, I don't know what to... I what they lost with me, Rick, this year was probably like benefit of the doubt. Like I had, you know, Cal got the benefit of the doubt before the season. He'd have the team during the season. He'd have a tweak, something like that. And the last tweak he made was in 2019. And that's the reality of it. So it's like, yeah, they very well are preseason wise going to be ranked very high. But I'm going to approach them with apprehension much more than I have the last several years. And I think that's fair.
I mean, the last game of the year was just like all the games we saw in December, where they played a good team, whether it was, you know, early on it was Michigan State and Gonzaga and UCLA. And they weren't good enough to beat them. I mean, and they were, you know, that's it. Didn't nothing changed by the end of the year, right?
No, you're right. You're right. Rick Bozich with us. Do people know who Jacob Toppin is when he comes on their TV screen for the AT&T commercial?
When I saw that last weekend, it was like I had to like. I didn't have a DVR in my hotel room, but I was like, I got to wait for this next commercial. It's like, that's Jacob Toppin. He's got a national AT&T commercial. That's it. Why wouldn't it be Oscar? Why? How did they pick Jacob Toppin?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what
that wasn't the argument. The argument was that people know who Jacob
Toppin
was.
People have no idea who that is. My argument is, Rick, I mean, the normal guy's in his hotel room. He's watching it. He's out at the bar. He's locked in at home. It doesn't know who Jacob Toppin is. Like, who's that?
Well, when I first saw it, I wasn't really paying attention. I don't know what I was doing. And I was like, is that, I thought it was an act. Then I said, no, that's Jacob Toppin. I got to see that commercial again. And then I saw it again. I was like, that is Jacob Toppin. And it was like, and they don't identify him on the commercial. It's interesting that he was the choice. I'll say that much. I wonder who got the pick. Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I figured they'd give it to Livingston so he'd come back. I'm kidding. Who's that? Who's that? Well, he averages seven a game at Kentucky. Rick Bozich with us from WDRB quickly. Indiana, disastrous end to their season. Just beat down in the second half and, didn't really feel like they ever had a chance there the final 20 minutes. I think their season is... Boy, Zach Osterman called it good, but it could have been more. I'm right on the edge. I think it was a disappointment in many, many ways. Maybe it's a building block. That could be it. A return to the tournament, winning a game and everything else. I'm throwing a lot at you. What did you make of the end of the Indiana season?
What I made of the end of the Indiana season is that Sunday and Monday were probably the worst back-to-back days in IU basketball history, because the men didn't get to the Sweet 16 with a player who'll go down as one of the 5 or 10 best ever played IU and a freshman who's going to go to the NBA, and they got beat decisively. And then the women, as a number one seed, got beat at home by the same program and didn't even make it to the Sweet 16. So for the IU basketball world, that's about not as bad as it could have been, because the men could have lost to Kent State, but... You know, they didn't win the Big Ten. They didn't win the Big Ten tournament. No. They did beat Purdue twice. They did beat Michigan twice. They did beat Carolina and Xavier. I mean, they had some good moments. They did make the tournament. And Jackson Davis, I give him credit. I mean, I have a lot of respect for him.
I agree.
He's been 4 years, and he's been a great representative of the university. He's very upbeat and good in press conferences. And he pointed out that, you know, 2 years ago they got booed off the floor at the dome in the Big Ten tournament, and this is how far they come. So you do have to have some perspective, but when you really look at what Indiana basketball aspires to be, getting beaten in the round of 32 is not good enough, and that's what I'm saying about all these teams. It's not good enough. It never used to be good enough, and unless some of these schools are lowering their standards, it still shouldn't be good enough.
You know, consuming just enough Indiana stuff, it seems like the pitch is, hey, there's optimism. They're going to go, you know, get people in the portal and build a roster. And this is not, hey, we built up to this moment and now there's going to be a massive rebuild. I guess Indiana fans enter the offseason with optimism. Is that fair? I'm trying to get a read of it.
I don't think they enter it with optimism. I don't think there is, like, concerned as it's going to like bottom out as it did when Crean would have his good years and the next year they would just bottom out as happened in 2014 and 2017. But I think people are a little bit in an approve it stage of I need to see that you can patch this together and at least make the tournament again. I think the minimum expectation needs to be at least keep making the tournament. If you have a year when you know, you miss the tournament, then people start to lose faith and question recruiting. So he's going to have to get the right guys out of the portal and, you know, develop Caleb Banks. And I saw Duncombe just went in the transfer portal a few minutes ago, so he'll be gone. But
they're
going to have to at least make the tournament. And, you know, the only guy who consistently does it is the Big Ten. Painter and Izzo, the only ones who consistently do it.
You would agree, Rick Bozich, with us. I mean, Purdue, we did a misery index, who's most miserable, and that can be like you're a bad team, or that can be like you're a good team that can't get over the hump, or like Memphis, who's a passionate fan base, and they can't, you know, I mean, the Penny experience is whatever. Like, he'll get you to the tournament, but that might be about all that he can do is become an 8-9 seed. Like, it must, like, Purdue, Rick, it's kind of miserable. I mean, they're good. You know, you win the Big Ten. You have a good coach. You have a program. You develop players. Like, there's so much good about Purdue. And they get into March, and, you know, they had the unfortunate cheating by Virginia, of course, in 18, you know, the cheating by Lachlan McLean. But otherwise, it's miserable. What is it, 15, 16, 13 seeds the last 3 years? And these are really good teams. And they have good players. They have NBA players at Purdue. So there's so damn much to like. But they just lose that game in the NCAA tournament. It's happening more and more.
Yeah, I mean, they had Jaden Ivey, and they had the National Player of the Year this year, and they can't get out of it. Well, last year they did get to the Sweet 16, but they got beat by St. Peter's. Yeah, you can't have, they love their program, as they should. They love Matt Painter, as they should, because he's an alum and does things the right way and, you know, has a lot of Indiana kids on the roster, but they've got to be getting incredibly frustrated that they, you know, become the butt of a joke in terms of getting beat by teams that shouldn't be beating them. I mean, you can't – happens once, it can happen. Happens twice, I don't know. Happens three times, it's a problem, and you got to rethink the way you're doing things and try a different way.
Yeah.
Unless you do what Tony Bennett did and win a national title in the middle of all these, you know – in many ways, Virginia and Purdue are the same. They kind of recruit the same kind of players, and you know, they've had the same regular season success and the same regular season postseason failures, other than that one magical run that Virginia had at Purdue's expense.
Of course, the titles that don't count, Rick, the Virginia National Championship and the Nick Foles-led Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, they don't exist.
No, they don't.
They really don't. They don't exist.
We do. I mean, there's nights we can't sit around and say, how did Virginia do that?
referees.
I know you saw what Pat wrote. Pat got some got some heat on that.
Yeah, I got some emails from Walker complaining.
Tony Bennett.
I know that the Hunter guy's still in the – whatever happened to Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome?
Kyle Guy was in and out, back into the NBA, and he's overseas.
Yeah.
I'm fairly
what
certain
about
he's
Ty
over
– Ty Jerome was the first-round pick. Is he still in the league?
He still plays.
Yeah, I think he's on the Warriors.
Yeah, Ty Jerome still plays.
A little bit. Yeah. I can look it up. Ty Jerome. Hang on just a second. We'll figure this out.
I remember seeing him on TV and being like, I was stunned that Ty Jerome is still on an NBA roster. Stunned.
Averages 7 a game
for
the Warriors.
He does. Wow. I'm surprised by that.
He's been in and out of the G League. No, he's found a spot. Yeah, how about that?
So who do you guys think is going to win it now, since all of our brackets are in the shredder? I mean, I've got two teams left, but...
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, who we think goes to the Final Four. I mean, to me, I mean, Gonzaga, UCLA, that's a Final Four participant for me.
Right.
And then I just can't imagine the rock fight between Tennessee and Michigan State if that happens. I almost need Izzo just because he'll make Calipari look worse. So maybe Gonzaga, Michigan State, Alabama, and I just feel like Xavier – give me Houston, I guess. Sasser's back.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I mean, Alabama's going to roll through this regional. I don't think there's much doubt about that. And Madison Square Garden, dumpster fire, I'll probably go with Michigan State, which means they'll get beat tonight. Because Tennessee, I don't understand how they're still going.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's the one that hurts Kentucky fans. I mean, you beat
I'll
them twice.
I'll go with Texas over Houston, because I think Texas has more offensive firepower. And then I picked UCLA originally. I'm not as comfortable with them because they've been ravaged by injuries. And another guy got hurt, I think, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't pick the Zags, so I'll stick with the Bruins.
Right, well, there you go. You like the Michael Shrewsbury move, by the way, before we get you out of here? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Penn State's
it's a good move up.
To recruit to. They have no basketball tradition. Notre Dame's a great job to have because there's no pressure on you because it's a football school. I mean, Mike Bray was there a million years. John McCloud was there a million years. Digger Phelps was there a million years, and none of them ever won a national title. Only one went to a Final Four. You can make good money. He's from the state of Indiana. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, Rick, have a good time down there. Be safe this weekend. We'll catch up next week. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there we go. Rick Bozich with us here on this Thursday. You good with that?
Maybe he'll run into Jack Grossman while he's at the Yum Center.
Maybe he will.
See old Jack.
Oh, Jack will go out of his way to say what's up to RB.
Absolutely he will. I mean, Rick showed up to his going away party. Of
yes,
course
he did.
Will. Yes.
Little Saints.
First time I met him in person.
Again, you bullied someone out of a chair that night.
Yeah, I did.
With your rear end.
Yes.
Well, your caboose.
I was having a conversation.
Your caboose.
Yeah,
we all wanted Justin to show to that. I remember. He was new then. We're like, roll up.
Roll up, Justin.
Roll up.
Louis wasn't there, was he? Was
Louis
there?
No, Louis was there.
He bought beers and pizza
for everybody.
He did. He and Diener both did.
Yes, they did.
They're trying to outdo each other, I think.
Well, I think Diener had the CC, the company credit card.
He did, yeah. He
the CCC, the I just triple
saw him,
C.
I just saw him point at tables and put that pizza over there.
That's
put
what
that
he does.
Pizza over there. Let's go.
He go anywhere. East End, St. Matthews, Middletown.
He starts pointing.
Diener says something, things happen.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Take that, Louis Rabeau.
Take that, Lou. You only bought us two free pizzas
That's
and
right.
beer.
Diener bought us more.
How dare you? Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We have some sound. There's something going on with Italian soccer. I don't know if Justin cares about that. And Entz does. Entz is upset. Entz has dissed us all week. I think I blocked him. Maybe blocked
me. I don't know what happened.
Something's going on. So.
Oh, plus there's a little there's worry at BBN now about basketball. There's rumors about a player.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but okay. I feel like I know what this is.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I won't look, and you tell me after the break.
All right.
I won't look, you tell me after
all right,
the break.
Let's do that.
You get to do this to me, finally.
Okay,
I was
yes.
doing it to you.
Yes.
Now you get to do it to me.
Let's go.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back, one more segment to go on this Thursday.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you delete your searches? Texter wants to know.
437-9680. I'm still shocked over this.
How much do you erase your electronic footprint?
And James Strebel.
Yeah, we had to talk about this.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to clear your searches out every once in a while. You know?
How often do you clear your searches out? I can't think of the last time I cleared my searches out.
About once a week.
You clear your searches once a week?
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, final segment of the show. Need to remind everybody of whether it be residential or commercial, if you're looking for security and so much more, trust who I have in my home, and that's Sonitrol of Louisville. S-O-N-I-T-R-O-L, Sonitrol of Louisville. Visit SonitrolKY.com, 966-8999. If you want to talk to a person right now, 966-8999, 5 stars. Highest rated security company in Kentucky, local family business now for more than 35 years. Find out how they can help you today at SonitrolKY.com. So we appreciate them being part of the show. Okay. Strebel has a surprise for me.
Yeah.
Scuttle in BBN land. So that is number one.
It's not good, Scuttle.
Number two. Sweet Justin whispered in our ears, have you seen the McGavick tweet?
I didn't look at this either.
And I didn't either.
I wanted to
see. We have two gems.
Yes.
So let's do the McGavick tweet first.
Okay.
And then let's go from there quickly. So, Justin, what did McGavick tweet? We love Matt McGavick. He tweets a lot. What did he tweet?
Okay, he quote tweets this. But so I'm just going to read them the tweet that he's quoting because that'll give it away. But otherwise, this is coming from Mike Jensen at Jensen Off Campus, who is talking about the Temple head coaching role and says, hearing the same names for Temple from several directions, Adam Fisher, Pat Chambers, Carl Hobbs, also heard Nolan Smith and Bruiser Flint.
I mean, my reaction should be Nolan Smith, but my reaction's Bruiser.
It's Bruiser.
Flint.
Bruiser.
Cal's pushing Bruiser Flint out the nest.
Well, there might be two coaching. I've heard two
okay,
coaching
Okay, so is
changes.
This the second thing?
No.
Is this the
is
second
different.
Thing?
This is
Wait,
different.
You're dropping two nuggets or what are This is Cats Illustrated. This is Cats Illustrated
stuff. House of Blue, but there's also KSR, too.
So we're House of Blue KSR.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yes.
Well, give me your nuggets. Give me your nuggets. Nolan Smith. Listen, if Nolan Smith left, I'd pass it.
I would, too. If Bruce is
Justin,
split left,
act like you
would
pass out. Like that would be... Any coach could leave at Kentucky, and I would not be surprised.
No, absolutely.
At all. Assistant coaches move all the time, and Cal's a pain in the ass to work for,
sure.
I'm sure. These guys have opportunities, and they can make more money. Some of them,
yes.
Okay, could make more money elsewhere. So, like, that would not surprise me. Nolan Smith would make me faint.
It would be great. It'd be a wonderful story, and then you would see the Nike stuff. All of a sudden, that it wasn't such a big deal. Then it would be a big deal with some of these people that wanted to. Oh no, don't worry about it, Diener. You're being a hater. Blake, you're being a hater. Ethan Moore, you're being a hater. He picks up, he packs, he goes to Temple, he goes to Philadelphia. Oh, then it's a big deal. Then we should have known he wasn't loyal to the Bird. He didn't wear Adidas while talking to Kendrick Haskins.
Could you imagine,
Justin? Before
you, all I have is, could you imagine his wife? Like, it would be the next Greg Marshall.
Oh,
that would be
no.
His wife just screaming at fans.
Oh, as the head coach?
Yeah,
oh,
it's a picture of her behind Pat 40 once again.
Oh, and she's no fans would be coming at her on Twitter. It'd be a mess.
Don't come at my husband. He's doing a great job.
No, you're right. It would be
you're
a story.
Exactly right, yeah.
It would be, you know, Blank would be out there. Don't tweet at families. And
the way you did Blank's voice.
I don't know. Go ahead with the Kentucky stuff.
So, House of Blue.
The Kentucky offseason always delivers.
Little Pilgrim.
It always. Oh, we got Pilgrim.
Got Pilgrim maybe saying, well, not maybe, saying that.
Wait, Pilgrim's not House of Blue.
He's not. But
Pilgrim's
Travis
KSR.
Graff is House of Blue. I'm just saying they're coordinating. Like,
oh, we got Pilgrim. We got Pilgrim.
We're connecting dots
we got
with both of them.
We got Pilgrim and Graff.
We got Pilgrim and Graff.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe hold your horses on Uganda.
Really?
Yep. That he never said he was definitely coming back. And that they're maybe leaning another way with him right now.
What way would that be? Kenny Payne?
Not Kenny Payne, but maybe not a Kentucky.
How about that?
So that I was reading that. I was like, well, first I saw some tweets. I was like, let me do a little research. So I did a little research. It's out there. And Cal's been like, he's been the guy that Cal's been holding on high. Like, if he comes back, he's going to be one of the best big men in the country, and I'm going to play 2 7-footers. Now, again, that doesn't mean for sure.
Well, I mean, it's Kentucky fans.
Yeah,
you guys are terrible.
Exactly. Well, I don't think it's not Kentucky
fans. It's your fault. No players want to play here.
No, I don't think that's it at all.
Because you're negative on Twitter.
No, that's not it at all. But
According to Cal, it is.
According to him, yes, yeah. He's wrong.
In his mind, it is.
In his mind, that's the entire problem. It's not anything else. That,
the offseason, Justin, the offseason always delivers
always
for
it,
Kentucky.
Man, so
let's go, Uganda! Go down the road to Lexington!
Oh, I don't want him to stay in Lexington.
Or not Lexington.
He's not going to Kenny Payne. I mean,
he's going to Woody, maybe.
He would take a huge step backwards going to either one of those places. Huge step backwards.
So what's the other scuttle you got over there?
No, that was it.
What's the coach that's leaving?
No, that was like last week they were talking about. When KT Turner left, the other scuttle was like, there probably will be another one. He won't be the only coach moving on from Cal State.
Yeah, it might be Bruiser
Flint.
And
I think it might be Bruiser Flint. That's the if I had my money on one of these guys left, it ain't going to be
good. You can quit blaming him.
I haven't blamed him. I didn't blame him.
The big picture view. BBN guy.
I was say, like, I was much harsher on
BBN blames Bruiser Flint.
Tony Barbie than I ever was on Bruiser Flint.
I'll leave Tony Barbie alone.
Because Bruiser Flint doesn't talk during the huddles. He just sits there. Like, Tony Barbie was, like, trying to coach. Like, no, I was much harsher on Barbie. Hey, Bruiser Flint won a game. You understand me? He won a game with Dante Allen down at the hump. That's what he did.
Uganda leaves. Adu leaves.
That would make me sad if both of them left.
Well, I was going to ask you, what if Reeves and Livingston leave? What if everyone leaves and you only have Adu Piero?
I don't think Reeves is leaving. I think like
Dillingham not coming.
The word on the street is that Antonio Reeves. It was like a 2-year thing with him. Like, he was going to come and be a 2-year player anyway. Like, I expect him to be on the roster. I don't think he's going anywhere.
You expect Rob Dillingham to be on the roster?
Yes, I do expect him to be on the roster.
Okay.
As of now, I expect him. I've not heard anything different. I expect him to be on the roster. But, no, I expect Antonio Reeves was a 2-year dude. I think unless he just completely blew up and averaged 30 a game. Like, I think that was always the plan with him. Livingston, I feel pretty good. Look at the money. I feel pretty good about Fierro. I don't see any reason why he would go anywhere. On
well, why would Ugonna leave?
I don't know.
Cal loves playing big.
Exactly.
That's all he loves doing.
That's what doesn't
It would
make,
be the guard that would be pissed off.
Yeah,
Cal loves playing a seven-footer.
That's what doesn't under. I don't understand about the reports coming out and the scuttle coming out. It's like Calipari has been as heavy on Ugonna, on Yenso being a star
so this
next year.
Pilgrim and Graf.
As anybody, yes.
This is House of Blue.
House of Blue and KSR, whatever their paywall is. I don't know what it's called.
It's KSR Plus.
KSR Plus. There you go. KSR Plus.
Don't act like you don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called. Andy, I don't listen. I don't read their stuff. I don't. I know you think I'm a liar.
I know y'all think I'm a liar.
I don't listen. I don't consume.
I don't let him get all those I don't bona fides out before I hit that.
Only time I listen to anything KSR, again, I've said it a million times, I listen to the Matty Banks postgame after my postgame show so I can compare
notes.
You
and Ensis and Mike Gandolfo.
And Mike Gandolfo.
You mean Mike
yes.
Gandolfo yes. postgame show.
Just to compare notes. That the only KSR I consume, that's
that was
it.
A lie.
It's not a lie. I don't tweet at any of them. I don't talk to any of them. I don't. I don't.
Oh, you got to
You can
leave.
Be
That'll
a member
be
of BDN and not follow KSR. How about that? You can.
I'm not ready to say that.
That's fine.
I know you are the exception to the rule. I'm not ready to say that.
Most of my friends don't consume KSR either.
Daryl Bird had a story.
I follow Daryl Bird more than I follow KSR.
Daryl Bird had a story on his site, Cat's Paws.
Yes.
And I wanted to read it.
Oh, good.
But I don't know anyone who this guy Cat's Paws.
247.
No offense to
Cat's Paws. I don't have their. Yeah, I don't have their. I just have House of Blue.
It was like his intel on the roster, and I want to know his
intel. Oh, I want to know. Yes, I kind of want to sign up. This is Reed Daryl Bird.
Of course, I want to sign up for his. Yeah,
anybody got?
I don't want to sign up.
Anybody got a password?
I don't want to sign up because I'll forget and get billed for the year.
Yeah, anybody have
$111? Can you imagine that? Oh,
send
no.
it to the text line. It's only $99.95. Cat's Paws or Cat's Illustrated.
Why are you hawking for him? Why are you out there hawking for him? You
just
get nothing.
Because I know
get
their
it
price.
For free.
I should get it for
Roland
free.
Roland should give
Roland,
it to him for free.
Roland, you hear me? I talk about you all the time.
Roland, we know, we know you love the player. When you say a breakdown of four-star linebacker, yes. We know you love the player. Yeah. We know he reminds you of not Jayden Davis. What's the guy?
Jamin Davis.
No, who went to
Jamin Davis.
We know he reminds you of
Josh
Jamin
Allen.
Davis.
Absolutely. And all the linebackers remind him of, I don't know, Danny Trevathan. I don't know.
Stoops got the smell of 7-5 this year.
I don't think so.
Oh, man, it's consuming me.
I don't think
His
so.
His stink of 7-5.
He's got better playmakers and a better quarterback than Louisville. He's got a better defense.
What if Livingston leaves and Ugonna leaves?
I'll be really disappointed.
What
like,
if,
I'm not buying
what if
it
Livingston
anyway.
Leaves?
If Livingston leaves, I can live with it, but I'll be disappointed. And I'll be even more down than I am right now. If Livingston comes back, I could talk myself into getting excited because I think his upside is tremendous. But if both of them leave, then, I mean, I'm already not bought in because Cal, like we've been talking about for the past few days, Cal's got to do something other than whine and make excuses. Like, that's all he does is whine and make excuses. So if both of them leave, then I'm experiencing the same season.
Well, they
got to
go
season.
Get some guys. You, I mean,
but I don't trust the transfer portal.
Here's the thing that I find interesting, unless I'm wrong here. At the end of the last few years and even – in the middle of the year, and obviously Oscar was in the middle of the year, Kentucky, you would hear a lot more names about who they're looking at in the portal.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
That hasn't been the case.
No.
Like by this time, they've kind of had a guy locked up.
I think the reason is because I think Cal's pretty much banked on Ugonna, Fierro, Reeves. So there's three right there. He's got four coming in. He's got seven.
That's banking on a lot of question marks, brother. And that was what Ben Roberts was talking about. I mean, Ugonna. I mean, did he play? I mean, did he play 15 minutes in SEC play?
But I'm telling you what he's like, what he's been selling the fans. Like, he's been telling himself or the fans, like, he's saying he's going to be a stud. That, again, we didn't see him. I don't know.
Yeah, this, but I've heard this before. Yeah, I mean, this is where I'm going to buck the trend here, and I can't do it.
I understand you bucking the trend here. I do. But the problem I have with Ugonna Onyinso is, like, I've seen Lance Ware play more. I've seen Damian Collins play more to where I'm like, okay, I know what they are. They're not going to add much. He didn't play Ugonna. Well, he did not.
If Ugonna left, he must be unhappy because, I mean,
if I'm sitting there and he committed,
it was like, hey, Kentucky found a gem here.
Yeah,
kind of found somebody who is enamored with them and is like, if you come in knowing that you're number one, you're going to sit. You know, I just can't.
I was surprised he played at all, to be honest with you, because I thought he would kind of do like a sit and learn the way some of the other players have done at Kentucky before. I was stunned he played him at all.
You can't be mad that he blew a red shirt. I just can't believe that's the case. I mean,
unless
Purdue or Virginia, he's not going to spend that many years in the. He's a 7-footer. He's going to try to spend maybe one more year. I mean, if he has a nice year next year, he's out of there.
I can see him being mad though when Cal played him so much early in the season. I mean, he played good minutes early in the season.
Yeah, but the games get
and
real.
Then it just stopped.
But
if I have a skill set that can help your defense and I'm not being utilized. And my coach is talking about how great he thinks I'm going to be, and he still won't put me in the game? You don't think that would bother you?
By the way,
would it bother me?
Jason Entz, who is avoiding us, I know why.
Why?
I put a little soccer IG to him, and he didn't.
Oh.
And that's why he didn't answer me for days.
Oh,
yeah, it's been two days.
Oh, it was that one story.
The riot in England. By the way, do you care? Justin will act like he doesn't care, but Entz
will not be able.
So you care about the Italian team losing today?
Yeah, I do. It bothers me because, I mean, it's England, so it's fine. And Juve or Italy are playing without some of their best players, Juve, Chiesa, guys like that. But, it's frustrating because it's the first game for qualifiers for Euro 2024. They won the last year. It'd be nice to continue that.
There you go.
All right.
That's a good update right there.
Wow, a little Juve soccer update for the masses today. How's Italian soccer doing? There you go. Thank you, Justin.
And says, Estrebel says he doesn't consume any KSR stuff, but he puts it in the Saturday morning quickies. Yeah, you did a Saturday morning quickies. Why?
What do you mean,
Last Saturday. Why? I thought you didn't do them anymore.
No, I do. I never said I didn't do them.
Oh, I thought you stopped.
No.
You still do them every week?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I still do them.
I was surprised.
No, I do them.
I legit thought you stopped.
It's one link. I go, I don't even read it. I put it on there and boom, link it. That's it. That's all I do.
Link it.
Does it just auto-populate to KSR?
Like, it just has to.
Absolutely, yeah. Damn right.
Texas says, did Lamar get one of his guys to negotiate with teams? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So that's coming out.
Is there another
Adam
update on
Schefter.
That? Schefty.
Schefter reports that the NFL sent a memo to all clubs letting them know that the NFLPA informed the league that a person by the name of Ken Francis, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, may be contacting teams and attempting to persuade team personnel to enter into negotiations with Lamar Jackson.
What's he doing,
man? We've got to find out everything about Ken Francis.
What is he doing? I mean,
who cares? We got to find Ken Francis.
I mean, you understand?
Louisville
fans should care. Like, Blanken Baker should care. That's his guy. He's been badly for this guy.
And Blank's hanging out with 14 dudes in 9 beds.
Not yet. He's not there yet.
Bona injuries.
I don't think I pulled up much sound today, which is
I had nowhere else to use it. I was waiting for somebody to talk about something that I could use that for. I'm just like, that's as close as I can get is Blanken Baker with 14 other dudes, and that's all I got.
Ken Francis.
This is the guy, Lamar.
You're flushing millions of dollars down the toilet.
Well, don't he doesn't. We don't need this from you.
He is.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying people don't need it from you.
They don't need the fatherly advice. I don't care. He's flushing millions of dollars down the toilet. I can speak. If they don't want to hear it, they can turn the station.
There you go. You're tough. Look how tough you are.
I'm not trying to be tough. I'm just saying.
You're a tough guy. I like that. 437-9680. Let's see what else is there. Who's better looking, Strebel or Drew Timmy?
Oh, me.
Timmy.
No. That dumb mustache. He's balding, too.
What about without the mustache?
Then he probably looks like he's 10. And he's losing hair. He has a receding hairline. He's got a dumb mustache. He looks like a goon. I'm better looking than Drew Timmy. And I don't wear a stupid headband either.
Oh, goodness. Texas says, Treble, how does it feel to know Cal actively held back a player for the second year in a row that could have made your team better right after Shaden Sharpe? Sheesh.
I'm numb to it. I'm used to it now. He's doing it all the time. He's like, well,
yeah, Treble's not even mad. Yeah, he hasn't broken his sweat. Usually this would worry him.
Yeah.
Three, four years ago, this would have worried him. Now it's old. Listen.
I feel like this is Patino, like the old Patino at U of L where it's just drama all the time. There's always something. That's Cal now.
Patino
There's
drama.
Always drama. There's always something going on. He can't keep it together. He can't keep the team together. He can't keep guys happy. I'm just, it's whatever, man. I'm in purgatory. I'm not in hell yet. I'm not in hell
You're
yet.
You're close.
I'm in Kentucky basketball purgatory where I just had to sit here and wait for Cal to do something. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I've been doing the last 3 years. I've just been in a holding pattern, and I want to be a holding pattern. If Cal takes this team and flunks the season, then I'm in hell. Then I know I'm stuck with him for about two more seasons, and it's just going to suck.
All right, this was 5 minutes ago. A guy texted in, who is UK QB? Next text, NC State bum. What's going on there?
I don't know. What's happening?
No one's talking about Jack Plummer.
No, we didn't say anything about Jack Plummer.
We're not talking football at all.
No, we're talking leaving maybe. I don't know. I won't be mean. I'll just leave it alone.
What do you mean don't be mean?
I'm not going to be mean. I had a comment, but I'm just going to leave alone.
Okay.
I'll tell you off air.
That's great radio. Good job,
Strieble. I'm sorry. Wait, you know what?
I think Strieble got us to 5:54 to where we can take a break, Justin. No, well, I think you did.
Okay.
I think you got us there. We have a minute and 14 seconds.
I'm really holding my tongue. I'll just leave.
Just let it out. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Go ahead.
I don't want to burn bridges.
We need a minute to fill.
I don't want to burn bridges.
You got to fill a minute. Come on.
I don't want to burn bridges. I'll just leave it alone.
You have 1 minute to fill.
I don't want to burn any bridges.
I can tell you that the NCAA's tournament's coming up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It'll be coming up at 7 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville.
Yeah.
I can tell you the Louisville women on air tomorrow night, 9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock tip off. Yeah, right.
Right, yeah.
Long postgame show there, Kern.
Did they say YMCA? No, they go, postgame show.
Oh, you better believe
it. Okay, it's tournament time.
It's tournament time,
Biscuit. Absolutely, yeah.
You're going to the Elite Eight. This is big time.
This big time,
Jeff
Biscuit.
Jeff Walls and HVL are the talk of the town. What are you talking about?
They are.
You better believe Biscuit's ass is going to be in there talking basketball.
I just want to make sure that he and Banta were on call. I was making sure that they were ready to go.
They're ready to go.
I love it.
Biscuit and Banta.
Biscuit and Banta. Banta and Biscuit.
Banta and Biscuit.
I'm fine with that. And
Dave and Chrissy Skull.
Dave and Chrissy Skull.
Thank you, Nick Valpano.
All right, we'll get out of here. We'll get out of here today. Tournament action coming up tomorrow. Couple things we may try to get in tomorrow. And there you go. There's,
yeah.
What do we do tomorrow? Who knows? Tournament next. Have a good night.